Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, we're here, and we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. You just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Of course, you can talk about anything you want. You can also do the same thing on our website, where you can actually submit content right there to the front page of the site. It's a Reddit-based system, so it's a free account. You can just get it linked. Get your Reddit account linked in with your Free Talk Live account. Just takes a moment, and then you can get interactive right there on the front page over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And Mark, tonight you'll be telling us, if we get the chance, about a family that is being investigated because they're allowing their kids?
Yeah.
To travel without accompaniment, to go about, the neighborhood here and there, and apparently not having their parents with them is something that deserves investigation these days in the United States. We will get into that when we get the chance, but coming up right away, I wanted to talk about John Cantley again, because it has been a long time since we've mentioned John Cantley on the air on Free Talk Live. Now, for listeners who have been tuned in over the last several months, you know that John Cantley is one of the last remaining, at least that we know of, captives. That's the claim that the folks calling themselves ISIS claim to have over in Iraq. And he has been hosting a series of videos that is allegedly produced by the folks calling themselves ISIS. And those videos have been released over the last few months, maybe about 3 or 4 months. At this point, sort of staggered out. For a little while, it seemed like once every 2 weeks, and they became less frequent. In fact, it feels like it's been over a month.
It feels like it might be at a month, yeah.
Yeah, and now the one that I'm going to play for you here was actually released on January 4th. I didn't realize it had come out until I was just Googling for John Cantley just the other day, just to see if there was anything fresh about him.
Smart to stay informed like that.
Yeah. And so I did find this. And I don't think we've missed anything, because I went back and I looked to see what, you know, just see if there was one that maybe came out during the Christmas holiday as well. Like, did we miss another one? I don't think we've missed something. So if you heard us playing one of the more recent Cantley videos, that was around the time, if you recall, Mark, where they had a horrifying execution of what was around 18, I think, airmen from
Syrian.
It was Syrian Air Force. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And they actually did show the a lot of the decapitations of those men, because there had for a long time been this conspiracy theory around some of the ISIS videos, which were supposed beheading videos that never actually showed the beheadings. And thank goodness, I don't want to watch beheading videos. It's not something I'm interested in doing. And so they hadn't shown the beheadings of these American and British hostages, of which John Cantley is one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And they have allegedly eliminated all of their hostages except for John Cantley and maybe, I think, allegedly a female, an American female. That's the last I heard. If you've heard more recently what the latest is on that situation, you're welcome to call in. Or, of course, you can call in about anything you'd like. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. So Cantley has normally hosted these videos produced by ISIS, allegedly, and he's been sitting at a table with an orange kind of jail shirt on, nothing in the background, just a black background.
He's like an incarcerated anchorman, sort of.
Yeah, basically. And there was some discussion, I guess, from one of his family members suggesting that Cantley might actually believe two-thirds of the things that he was saying in these videos. And there had been one video thus far where they actually took Cantley out of this anonymous studio, which has no indicating, you know, just a table against a black curtain. And they took him out of the studio, and they put him on up on rooftops. And he was, I think it was a town called Kobani, right on the border of Turkey, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And that was interesting. They dressed him up. He had a nice dress shirt on. He looked like he would be seen in any other news production reporting from some kind of war zone or whatever. But the point of that production was to show that it wasn't the war zone that it was said that it was in Western media. And so that is where we pick up here with yet another edition of this ISIS propaganda featuring John Cantley, where he's acting as a news reporter, a journalist on the ground. This time, he's in Mosul, and he's got quite a bit to say. It's an 8-minute clip, and it's all very interesting. So he takes you into the streets. So last time he was on the rooftops of Kobane, now he's in the streets in Mosul with a cameraman, and he's narrating. So I'm going to kick this off here from Canale 25 News. That's the channel on YouTube on which this appears. It's in full HD, or 720p, and it looks very nice. Well shot, good quality.
Hello, I'm John Cantley, and today we're on top of the world in Mosul, overlooking the second largest city in Iraq, and under the complete control of the Islamic State for over 5 months. It's the absolute heartland of the caliphate and home to nearly 2 million people from every walk of life. Situated on the banks of the Tigris River, Mosul is an ancient trading city and a Sunni province, as much of Iraq used to be before American-led invasions and pro-Iranian governments changed the political map. Let's go down onto the streets of Mosul below and find out.
It's kind of the pull away, and it shows a few, like some montage clips. And it says, from inside Mosul. So that's what this clip is called.
The media likes to paint a picture of life in the Islamic State as depressed, people walking around as subjugated citizens in chains and beaten down by strict totalitarian rule. But really, apart from some rather chilly but very sunny December weather, life here in Mosul is business as usual.
So what's being shown so far isn't too much detail. He's inside a car, sort of narrating to the camera.
One unnamed Mosul official said that Mosul is living through an extremely hard and horrible time. He was quoted on the Saudi-owned TV channel Al Arabiya, but really, it's just misleading because what I can see is thousands of people, thousands of Iraqis, going about their daily business here in Mosul after years of oppression under Saddam's rule and the descent into chaos that followed the American invasion. Sunni Muslims.
Wait a second. I'm trying to figure this out. The ISIS folks are Sunni. And Saddam was Sunni.
Okay.
So it's kind of odd for him to say that it was, you know, the terrorism under Saddam or whatever. That's, you know, I'm surprised at that.
Well, there are people who will suggest that it wasn't so bad under Saddam either. I guess the propaganda here from ISIS is that things are better under ISIS than they were under Saddam and certainly under the American, you know, destruction that happened after the invasion. That's what they're saying. You know, whether or not that's true, I don't know. But certainly the footage is showing plenty of cars in the street. You know, not junker-looking cars necessarily either. There are actually some newer model-looking cars driving about in Mosul. And thus far, again, he's still in the car. So there's not a whole lot of perspective that we're seeing.
Can now walk on the streets of Mosul without fear of sheer oppression. No visit to a Muslim country would be complete without doing some shopping at a souk, the bustling, crazy markets where you can buy anything from books to lighters.
At this point, he is walking through one of the markets of Mosul, and there's, you know, plenty of shops open for business, people walking about here and there, and, you know, looks like just another average day.
Perfumes to bags. And everywhere you look, everywhere you come, here in this old souk, one of the oldest in Mosul, I'm struck by just how normal and crazy and busy everything is. This is not a city living in fear, as the Western media would have you believe.
Now, if this guy's wandering around out here with this camera crew, it kind of makes you wonder, like, they're not holding a gun on this guy while he's doing this work.
No, I wouldn't think so.
He's out in the busy streets of Mosul, and people would be acting a little strange if they were holding a handgun on this guy, right?
Yeah, it looks like any other day. It looks like any other news reporter walking through a market, you know, giving you a rundown of what the business was like, how things were going.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know what I think about that particular fact or whatever. But
are you suggesting he could make a break for it if he wanted to? I imagine
no.
He'd be captured.
I imagine
he might. Here moments. 855, 453. We'll continue with John Cantley's latest ISIS video coming up.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like here. That we are catching up with John Cantley, the ISIS captive, who doesn't appear too captive in his most recent video. He's on the streets of Mosul in Iraq. taking a camera person, maybe a crew, not sure, at least one camera person. Although there were a couple shots where there's two cameras being used interchangeably, but he's got a camera crew with him. He's in the streets of Mosul, and he's driven about a little bit, and they've kind of showed the roads and that there's people there and people are doing business. Now he's in a marketplace in Mosul, walking in front of the different shops, and you can see they're clearly open and people are going in and out and passing by the camera, and it, you know, it certainly appears to be yet another day in regular business there in Mosul. And that's kind of the point he's making in his narrative, is he's saying that the Western media has been painting Mosul as this embattled city where the people are under siege and they're living in fear, but yet, you know, it doesn't appear to be that way, right? And the suggestion from the video is that
I didn't really feel like that was the case. I mean, I've heard the word Mosul a few times, but it didn't come up to my mind the same way that Fallujah came up to my mind when the battles were going on in
Iraq.
That
was a long time ago.
Right.
What you're talking about.
I understand.
He's referring to the ISIS rule. He says that in the media, that, and he cites, you know, different media. I'm sure you could go and look him up and, you know,
yeah,
check him on that.
Most of them are sort of Middle Eastern media.
He cited The Guardian in there.
Did he?
Well, maybe he hasn't gotten
that
one yet. Maybe that hasn't. I did watch this before the show, so maybe I'm remembering something that hasn't gone out over the air. So we'll continue with the video here in moments. It's about 8 minutes long. We're through almost half of it at this point. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to comment, you're welcome to join in here. ProXPN is what you need if you care about privacy online, because ProXPN encrypts your data connection, so your internet service provider will not know what you're doing online as soon as you start with ProXPN. So go and get started tonight. You can do it for free. Just download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. If you're a Linux user, you can get ProXPN working as well. So it's a different setup process, and it's fairly simple. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started there, and when you're ready to upgrade, you can use code FTL50 and save 50% off of the price of the annual account. With that premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, you'll get servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose but your privacy. So use promo code FTL50 when you're ready to sign up. And know this, that ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. It's a great discount on privacy that's priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL50. As we continue with John Cantley, the ISIS propaganda minister. Now, look, I don't know. I really don't take an opinion on what's the truth coming out of Iraq. I think these videos from ISIS are very interesting because they give you it's a unique perspective. I mean, had this been 30 years ago, it would be impossible to get this. You know, you would have to take what Fox or CBS or NBC or whoever it would be. I don't know if Fox was doing news 30 years ago. Probably not. But CBS, NBC, ABC, you'd have to take their word for it. They would report on the allegations, on what was going on, and unless you were there, unless you had some sort of connection to some sort of international coverage that might give you a different perspective, you'd be in the dark.
And yeah, I saw, like, for instance, I'm just the way the media kind of twist things around. There was a shot of the European leaders walking through the streets of Paris a couple, like last week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw another shot of it, and it looked remarkably like a staged shot.
Really?
Yeah, they were all sort of lined up, and there were some people behind them. But the way the camera shot was taken, you'd think the street was just thronging with people behind them.
Mm.
But in fact, it was a few people deep, and likely was the bodyguards or whatever of these people. You know, like they didn't say. I'm just saying that they could use their bodyguards and personal assistants and other tax-fed parasites behind them, and it would have been the same shot. So it wasn't much when you had a bird's eye view of it.
So jumping back in here from the latest, or what is ostensibly the latest video from John Cantley, as he's walking through the streets of Mosul. He's in a Mosul market right now where people are open for business, and that's sort of the message he's portraying, is that everything is not as the mainstream media is making it sound.
This is just a normal city going about its daily business, and certainly nothing that is written in The Guardian on the 27th of October,
okay,
who said the price of basic goods have gone up sharply. People have no money, they said. Rubbish lies uncollected on the streets, and there are only 2 hours of electricity every 4 days. Well, there are a lot of neon signs and flashing bright lights around here. They've been on a lot longer than 2 hours in the last 4 days. And I'm reminded of one quote from the Saudi-owned television channel, Al Arabiya.
He's just to give you an idea of what's going on here in the video feed. So again, still just kind of walking as he's talking, but there's some intercut, B-roll of like him buying stuff from one of the market providers, and just sort of more scenes of the market. People working.
So this is propaganda, and it's difficult for me to like. I don't know whether they just hey, the lights are on. Somebody get the prisoner. We're gonna go out and shoot some video. I have no idea what's exactly going on. I am predisposed not to believe anything that these people say. Even more than the United States government, right? Like I
don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I do not have that predisposition. I mean, to me, unless they've actually set up some sort of bustling street in Mosul for the purpose of showing this, it seems...
You better get out there and bustle.
It seems fairly legit. At the very least, maybe what he's saying isn't legit, but what they're showing appears, at the very least, to be a legitimate marketplace.
Is there rubbish all over the streets?
Well, they're not showing they're not shooting downward. They're shooting at him as he's walking past all these shops. I think the suggestion is, in the wider shots, you certainly don't see that. So no, I would say
most of the places in the Middle East outside of Israel that I've been have been not up to American standards for
sanitation?
Just generally, sort of life, as far as how you would expect things to be as an American. Dusty and, old, rundown, that sort of thing.
Says the people of Mosul living in very hard conditions, it is very difficult. I look around, and really that doesn't seem to be the case at all. We have to wrap up at the souk now and move on to the next place, but there's a huge crowd of people around us. This is not an empty desert.
Now, to be clear, the camera does not pan when he claims that there's a huge crowd, but nonetheless, it does appear to be a busy, bustling street that he's on, and there are no shortage of people passing by. And people in the vicinity, it seems.
So I'm not watching the video. You're watching the video.
Yep.
And I've got to say that the guy is just superb.
He's great, isn't he?
He's really great on
the
air.
He was born for this. He really was.
He makes you... It's like any Travel Channel video. It's awesome.
It's a depressed place at all. This is bustling, and we have to move on.
And again, the production's called From Inside...
One of the heartbeats of any modern city is its healthcare system. If you don't have medicine, if you don't have doctors and nurses for your citizens, then everyone's in big trouble. So we've managed to get permission to visit the main hospital here in Mosul, and we're going to take the time to talk to the doctors and nurses, find out what are the demands being made on them for emergency medical care. And just...
All right, so he's in the car heading toward presumably that hospital. We will continue with the video here from John Cantley with ISIS. It's the latest on Free Talk Live. You can also bring up anything at 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It is the live Sunday edition. We're going to continue with the latest propaganda video from ISIS, or allegedly from ISIS. They have their host, John Cantley, who is also a captive. He's someone who has been in most of these videos in an orange jail T-shirt. Over in this one, they have him dressed as a news correspondent, and he's walking and driving about in the city of Mosul, Iraq, attempting to explain their perspective that the city of Mosul is not this embattled, difficult city in which to live, that things are as normal there, business is going on, people are in the streets, and everything is, indistinguishable from the average city. That's the message thus far. You can take it what you may, and we're going to continue with it here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And, Mark, how does one get an entire pound of some of the best coffee in the world?
You just go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
For free.
For free. You just go there, get a free pound. All you have to do is sign up for the subscription program. You can cancel it at any time. There's no problem with that. You can get your free pound and go. But if you stay signed up and you customize the plan for yourself, how often you want to get, however much you want to get, do you want coffee from one particular place? Do you want a particular blend? Do you want decaf? Do you want regular? Whatever it is you might need for your life, you can just sort of take care of that coffee problem. You'll upgrade your coffee drinking experience to have shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. And what you'll also do is help us to help people around the world. Because what BuzzBox does that's unique among high-end coffee retailers is they give some money back to Free Talk Live so that we can give out microloans through Kiva.org. And we have helped a bunch of people through Kiva. And when they pay their loans off, we're going to help more. And it just your money keeps on keeping on into the future. It's coffee.freetalklive.com to get a free pound. Try it out. See how you like it. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
So we've got a few more minutes left in the ISIS video, but first let's go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Carl is listening to Atlantic City's WPG. Hello, Carl.
Hi. You know, that video makes it really enticing for me to go over there. I have no business there. I'm retired. I want to keep my head. I hope I can keep my head here. And Charlie, I remember when Charlie, that was the Viet Cong, you know, killed Charlie, right? And now they killed Charlie, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know. It seemed a little disjointed what you were saying there. I heard you explain that you did not want to lose your head, so therefore you're not
right.
Planning a trip to the Middle East.
I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I mean, this doesn't seem like a place I want to visit, and I generally don't want to go to any place that's torn by war. But I think
right.
The point they're trying to make in the video is maybe things aren't as bad as people in the Western mainstream media and their government counterparts would like people to believe. Do you think that could be true?
Well, I think it's true, but I said I have no business there. None of us from our country have any business there.
Well, I'm sure some people have business. I mean, they may actually have business contracts with some of the vendors and the street dealers or whatever. Who knows what sort of business is going on? And obviously, if people want to take the risk of traveling there, I certainly think they should be free to do so.
Right.
But what was your concern about being beheaded here in the United States? You don't actually think that's a real legit concern, do you?
Well, I hope not, but anything's possible. Who would have thought it could happen in France, you know?
Well, I think that the...
Were they heading in France?
No, the Charlie Hebdo.
No, they weren't.
No, those were shots. Yeah.
Yeah, they were just shot.
Not that makes it worse. I mean, not that beheadings are worse than shootings. I mean, either way, lives...
Dead is dead.
Right. Lives are being taken, and that's not okay. I mean, it certainly is not.
Right.
But, I mean, there's violence that happens here in the United States.
Yes,
and
yes.
You know, plenty of shootings have gone on here. It certainly doesn't, Charlie Hebdo does not make me more concerned for my life here in the United States than I was previously.
Well, I think that the Charlie Hebdo thing I believe I could solve. If I could wave a wand, I think I could solve the problem relatively quickly. First off, you get the West out of the Middle East. These armies
right.
have no business telling those people how to live their lives and how to form
right.
their governments and all that stuff. That's going to take a big, giant leap towards peace. The second one is
right.
you stop handing out freebies to people who might, just for the fact that they might immigrate. Just because they draw breath does not mean that they deserve to get a bunch of freebies. In Europe, they have a lot of problems with immigrants coming in, and then they leech off of the welfare system, the dole or whatever they call it in France, and they don't have any incentive to assimilate. There's a much bigger problem with assimilation when you have all these freebie programs and the women don't have to go out and work and everybody can stay inside in the apartment and continue to on with their frame of mind and they don't have to mix and mingle with the rest of the folks.
Thanks, Carl, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. So let's jump back into this video here from ISIS, as hosted by Canal 25 News on YouTube. Let's continue.
What kind of casualties they're admitting?
Okay, by the way, just a recap. He's going to a hospital here in Mosul, the second largest city in Iraq, ostensibly completely under the control, according to him, according to John Cantley here of ISIS.
Now, this wing of the hospital is a special children's unit for pediatric problems with kids who need special medicines. And the room we're about to go into is for children with psychiatric problems as a direct result of bombs and explosions falling from above. Come into this room with me. Now, I have to talk quite quietly. quietly because these kids, as I say, are very averse to loud noises because of the explosions. But as you can see, they're very young. The mother's here, and they're clearly not happy. But despite all this, there is plenty of electricity. We spoke to one of the doctors earlier, and he told us they are getting the medicines that they need. So despite the bombs that are raining down, and we're told that just 2 days ago, an ambulance was hit by a bomb or a missile that fell from an aircraft. Despite these things, the doctors are getting what they need, and the Islamic State is prevailing. They can take it.
Do you think that when they're going into these hospitals and talking to these doctors who are so happy about all the electricity they're getting, do you think that they're saying, hey, we're going to shoot a little propaganda video here, mm-hmm. no big deal? Or do you think they're saying, hey, the guy in our propaganda video is our prisoner. If he runs, kill him. Like, I just don't, this is so weird.
I don't know, man. Your guess is as good as mine. So fade to black, and they're outside.
Over here.
Is that him running away?
You gotta rescue me again.
No, they're showing a plane flying over, and he's shouting up at the sky.
Useless. Absolutely useless.
Come rescue me again. Are you going to try rescuing me again or something like that? Because the allegations were that the U.S. did try some sort of rescue mission, and the folks from ISIS, I guess, sniffed it out. They knew it was going to happen before it did, and they moved their hostages. So it was a failure. So, again, still in the streets of Mosul here. Appears to be getting out of a police car.
Mosul is home.
How do they collect their taxes, the Islamic State? I mean, it takes a long time to put together the apparatus of the bureaucracy in order to get the money from the people. Is it that, you know, they just take all the money from oil production? They don't really care about what the people pay? Or have they taken over the existing apparatus? And
I have no idea. If you have the answer to that, we'd love to hear from you. Toll free at 855-453. So he has just exited. He appears to be under an overpass. And there's a police car that he has just gotten out of the passenger side.
Mosul is home to some 2 million people. That's a lot of businesses, homes, and traffic to keep an eye on. I'm just talking to you now, and there's thousands of cars coming by. And like every other city in the world, Mosul relies on its police force to keep law and order on the streets. But prior to the Islamic State takeover, it seemed the only thing that Mosul's police could really do was run away from danger. If you look in Wikipedia under the entry of Mosul, it says that on November the 10th, 2004, the policeman not killed in the fighting fled the city, leaving Mosul without any police force for about a month. Then, in a CNN report written on June the 13th...
We'll find out what he says here in moments in the final portion of the latest ISIS video featuring John Cantley. Continues here on Free Talk Live, 855-453.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Our founders viewed the Constitution as the guiding law for determining whether or not acts taken by the government are legal. In a pure democracy, the majority can effectively do what it pleases, disregarding the rights of the minority. Our founders wrote the Constitution to put boundaries around government, to ensure that the government doesn't just make laws, it must obey the laws. When we say the rule of law, we mean that regardless of whatever political arguments we might have with others, we still protect their rights to life, liberty, and property. But to enforce those protections, there must be a branch of the government that won't respond to temporary political pressures. That's what the courts are for, to serve, as James Madison stated, as an impenetrable bulwark against every assumption of power in the legislative or executive branch. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then we invite you to shop with us. Go shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, as well as some other stores. But you click into the Amazon link that's right for you. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, as well as Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you and then, you know, buy whatever you need to get. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. So rather than Amazon keeping all of the profits for themselves, we will get a portion of them if you go through shop.freetalklive.com. And to make your process even simpler, you go to shop.freetalklive.com, click on the right Amazon for you, and then bookmark the landing page. And then all you have to do from that point on to do shopping is to just go to that bookmark, and it'll be good to go. It'll help Free Talk Live quite a bit, and you get the stuff you want at the same great Amazon deals that you're used to. As we jump back into the remaining minute and a half of the John Cantley report, here's what they're calling it, from Mosul, where he's on the streets, he's gone into a hospital, he's gone to a marketplace, he's now standing in front of a police car talking about the police there in Mosul.
He's yelled to a plane for help.
Yeah, he did. It was a little tongue-in-cheek, though. He is, by the way, a captive, allegedly, of ISIS, and that is the group who is allegedly promoting and put together this video. So
God, I hope they don't kill this guy.
I really hope so, too, man. He certainly has gone through the motions for them.
Has he ever?
Every other captive has had their head cut off, and he's the one who, thus far, that hasn't happened to yet, thank goodness. We continue here with his video.
Mosul without any police force for about a month. Then, in a CNN report written on June the 13th, 2014, they say that police and soldiers running from their posts in Mosul raised the prospect, the Iraq Iraqi government did not have the will or the resources to win the fight. So, a decade later, and all the police of Mosul really seem to have learned is how to drop their weapons and run away from trouble.
It does seem fascinating that what we were told at the time was there are a few thousand of these ISIS people, that they somehow took this city of 2 million. And, I mean, I'm trying to think of Tampa, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine a force the size of a high school taking the city of Tampa. I don't even know how they would do it. Even if they were obviously superior armed and they had the surprise and everything, what do you take in order to take a city like that? I have no clue.
I don't know. And the claim at the beginning of the video is that Mosul is under the control of ISIS. So your guess is as good as mine here at 855 450 free. I'm just playing the video, man. Let's continue with John Cantley in the remaining minute here, and then we'll get to your calls and thoughts.
I'm patrolling the streets of Mosul. It's been a while since I've ridden a motorcycle, so excuse me if I wobble around a bit, but it seems that the police are almost redundant despite having a very firm presence here in Mosul. There's really very little crime being committed, from what I can see, just people going about.
Under Mongol rule, now these were the most terrifying people that the planet has ever seen. They killed between 20 and 70 million. They make Hitler and Stalin look like duffers.
Right.
It was said that a young girl could carry a pot of gold on her head
through the streets
from and walk from essentially the Pacific to the Caspian.
So to give you a little bit of clue as to what's happening in the video here, as he's mentioned, he's on a motorcycle. It's now nighttime in Mosul, and he's on this police motorcycle with what appears to be a police officer straddling him from the backside.
One that hasn't run away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what he was describing with the people running away were was like a decade ago, in the initial invasion.
Of what?
Talking about? Of Iraq from the United States.
From the United States?
Yeah, I believe is what he was.
Oh, I thought we were talking about ISIS taking over Mosul.
No, I believe he was referring to a decade past.
Okay.
When he was talking most recently, standing in front of the police car. So he's driving about through the streets of Mosul on this police car, trying to, or this police motorbike and motorcycle, and trying to paint the picture that this city is as peaceful as any other city, and that he doesn't see any overt crime. But obviously, he's just driving down one of the main streets, and you can tell it's a fairly main street. There are plenty of cars. The businesses are lit up.
This isn't a set.
Right, they're open for business here, pretty clearly.
Their business, and nothing like the police before, who would run at the slightest sign of trouble. Anyway, we got to go and patrol now.
Oh, that's always fun.
Playing in the background is a screen. This is a media place here in Mosul showing me reporting from Kobani. And now here I am on the streets of Mosul. It just goes to show the stretch of the territory the Islamic State holds, all the way from Kobani. And there I am in the background, all the way here in Mosul, and here I am on the streets. That was me then, and this is me now. And it just shows how much territory the Islamic State are controlling.
And that's it. Fades to black. End of the video, 8 minutes 15 seconds long. No real wrap-up from Cantley there at the very end. Just, hey, we're in charge. We've got this big swath of land.
Things are great.
And everything's okay here.
We're good at this or something.
What do you think, Mark? What do you think about that?
I don't believe anything they say. I consider them to be terrifying, terrible people. And, they've made a convincing video. I do love Cantley's presentation. I think he's
persuasive.
It's his job.
Yeah.
I don't have any explanation for what I've seen. I mean, they've done a pretty good job of it. But whatever it is that they want to portray, I tend to want to believe the opposite, just because I find them so horrifying.
But, I mean, yes, they are horrifying, no doubt. And some of the things that they've done, the decapitations for sure are just atrocious, especially the more recent video from December or late November, where they actually did show this very gore-filled decapitation video. I mean, there's certainly some things to really despise about them. But are they that much more despicable than any other government anywhere else? I mean, if the Islamic State wants people to recognize them as a state, I mean, I don't believe in the idea of states, but for those that do believe in the idea, they're as legitimate as any other state. They rule by violence. They rule by threat of violence, and they enact violence on the people that are their subjects and their captives. That's not really any different from the United States. Just because the U.S. doesn't engage in the in guillotine activities or hangings anymore doesn't mean that it's that much more advanced.
First off, I'd say the U.S. would participate in guillotining if that was the most profitable thing to do. The most profitable thing to do is to incarcerate people and force taxpayers to pay for them.
I don't know. However, if you put guillotine on television, people would probably do pay-per-view for that.
They might, and I don't... I think that the lashback from that would be really, really bad. However, I would say that you're wrong when you say that there's no difference between the Islamic State and the United States.
The United States probably imprisons even more people than the Islamic State. So I didn't say there'd be no difference.
Imprisoning people is expensive.
The difference would be in degrees.
Okay. I would agree that it's probably in degrees. In the United States, there are 300 million potential kings.
Mm-hmm.
And we decide what the rules and the laws are basically based upon those 300 million kings and what they want to do. In ISIL... or ISIS, or whatever, there's far fewer chieftains, as it were, and their view of the world is not what I would consider to be a particularly progressive one. So, no, I don't think it's the same.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I would say that it seems to me the United States oppresses far more people than the Islamic State does. But you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here. Robert is in Fergus Falls. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Robert. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, would it be fair to say that if we had to toppled Saddam Hussein, then ISIS wouldn't be as big as it is today?
I think it's a fair bet.
That's probably fair to say, yeah.
Yeah. And, I don't really know a whole lot about it, but I don't know. It's really kind of scary, though. I mean, to know that kind of stuff could happen over here in the United States, and it kind of shakes you up a little bit. I don't know about you guys.
Well, the U.S. federal government is certainly more entrenched than the ISIS folks are. I mean, the U.S. federal government has been around for decades. And has been nothing but, you know, nothing has stopped its advance. Nothing has slowed its progress towards more tyranny.
The biggest danger to the United States government is the United States government. They
right.
are spending themselves into insolvency. I don't think that there's much of a chance of us getting on the road to doing whatever's happening in over in Mosul.
Robert, thanks for the call tonight. It's interesting you mentioned spending themselves into insolvency, Mark, because that's actually part of what John Cantley, the very man we just stopped playing that video a moment ago, he's written an article, or at least they claim that Cantley has written an article, an opinion piece, about that very meltdown. In fact, that's what it's called, by John Cantley. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.